Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for December 27th, 2018. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reuters reports that, according to sources, the White House is considering issuing an executive order in early 2019 barring U.S. companies from buying foreign telecommunications equipment from makers that pose a significant risk to national security. This order would seemingly target Huawei and ZTE, although they would not reportedly be specifically named in the order. This order would invoke the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which gives the president authority to regulate commerce in the event of a national emergency. While large U.S. telecom providers have largely cut ties with Huawei, it is unclear if smaller rural ISPs would be required to remove existing infrastructure. According to a recent FCC filing by the Rural Wireless Association, 25% of its members use equipment from ZTE or Huawei. Reuters also reports that, according to sources, flagship iPhone models will be manufactured in India for the first time. Manufacturing will be done through Foxconn and begin as early as 2019. Foxconn plans to invest 25 billion rupees, or roughly 356 million US, to expand their existing plant in the state of Tamil Nadu, which is expected to add 25,000 jobs. Apple previously assembled lower-cost iPhone SE and 6S models in India through the ODM Winstron. Quartz reports that, according to a request for information by the IRS's National Office of Procurement, the agency is investigating using a social media search tool to aggregate publicly available social media information to help auditors investigate tax evasion. The tool would need to be able to pull reports including biometric information, posts relating to business sales, and any public blog or chat room conversations. Currently, IRS employees are barred from using personal social media accounts for work or from creating fake accounts. Product demonstrations are due to the IRS the week of January 28, 2019. In a statement, the Indian Commerce Ministry stated that starting in February 1st, e-commerce companies will be barred from selling products from companies that they hold an equity interest in, as well as forbidding exclusive agreements with sellers. The new rules come as a result of a petition to the antitrust body Competition Commission of India and is expected to largely impact Flipkart and Amazon, which owns equity in the sellers Cloudtail and Apario. And finally, the Chinese home-sharing platform Ziazu announced plans to install facial recognition-enabled door locks in 80% of listings in the city of Chengdu by the end of 2019. These will be part of a larger effort to improve security and safety for listings and include smoke, gas, and burglar alarms. Ziazu will use Chengdu as a pilot trial before rolling out facial recognition further. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or in your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.